Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Back, and let me tell you, these conversations we have off air, they're just a little, you know. Anyway, Gabby, I think it's important that the people know something about you. So folks, you know, just about every week either like to me directly, like either via text or whatever, or IGDM, or on this show, you will frequently hear Gabby say, and it's a conversation we've not, I'm relaying you what she says. Oh my God, I never get on Sneakers app. I never hit. She always prefaces it with never. That is the word she uses, is never. Okay, I'm gonna be very clear. Never, as in does not happen ever. Gabby, would you like to tell the people what happened this week? No qualification. What happened this week?
I didn't take an L.
Okay.
I might feel guilty saying that out loud because of that introduction is wild. Like when you said never, I hear forever. Never. Like not to the Sandlot in that voice.
All right,
I'm a dramatic female, Gerard, okay? But I admit that never is maybe the wrong words.
Tell the people what you copped this week. What's very important.
I am going to say I have never gotten a team early release. This was my first time. That is a fair statement.
Tell the people what you got. Let's stop burying the lead.
Y'all know I've been talking now for a few weeks about the Women's 11 launch, that navy blue velvet. I saw
that, folks.
I answered the call, you guys. I was like, wow, it's actually loading on my Sneakers app. This is a feeling I'm not used to. I know I say never, and it's infrequent that I take W's. I don't take an L every single time, but I also think that, like, you know, we talk about this too. The tides, they are changing, hopefully, you know, on Sneakers app. I've taken a few W's on more, like, regular generic type of Air Max colorway releases lately, which is something I'm not used to. Maybe that's a better way to put it. Never is the wrong word. I'm a dramatic female. You're a literal male. And
so, folks,
we're at a crossroads, y'all.
She can never use the word never again when it comes to sneakerheads. I will say this.
I can never say never. That's true.
I will say this. I am convinced that the hit rate, so not bots, I'm talking about regular people like us who go onto the app and try to secure sneakers. Well, even if it's confirmed app or Adidas, whatever you use. Regular people, not bots. I'm going to say that the hit rate or the amount of times you hit is about even for everybody, right? Within a couple percentage point difference. What is very different is the percentage at which you hit, because that is based on how many times you go after things, right? So Gabby's feelings, I feel like, of never hitting is because she swings for things at a far more frequent rate than I do, right? And it's not a judgment or it's just a fact, right? Like, let's say in a month.
I still might disagree with you, but yeah.
Let's say in a month, right? Like, there may be months that go by where I don't try for anything at all, or maybe I try once. Right, like, and Gabby's like shaking her head like, you know, that's crazy.
The first step to recovery is admitting you have a problem. That is me over here. I'm blushing a lot, you guys. If you're watching, if you're listening to us, I'm like feeling very seen. All of a sudden, it got
but
hot.
But this isn't a critique. It's just a statement.
I know. I just.
So let's say in a down month, Gabby tries for four releases. Well, but that's four more times than I did. So yeah, she's gonna feel like I don't hit because she went 0-4 in a month, whereas I may not go on for 6 weeks, right? So that's zero times in 6 weeks. I go in week 7, I hit. It may seem like, oh, you're so much more lucky. But if you add us up at the end of the year, I bet we've hit the same amount of times, right? Or within one or two drops.
I mean, potentially. I think it's naive to not think that there is some kind of algorithm that is also behind this too, right? Like sneakerheads are people that shop or browse or look a lot more than I do. You know, I think in terms of like super hype launches, I have not hit on any that are super hype. I don't think the 11 more general release, I'm excited about it. I get hype. I want to clarify. I get hype about everything that I hit on. It is like, makes that day the greatest day of my life. So thank you to Nike.
Would you consider the patent bread ones a hype drop?
I think there was hype around the drop. But your girl's not hitting on things like Ama Manye or some.
I didn't hit on those either.
No, I know. And part of that, and I will say for those who don't know this, is that the amount of pairs released for those shoes are a lot smaller. So the odds are a lot more difficult. But if I look at the long haul, there was a trend during the pandemic at one point that was like, post what you've hit on Sneakers app. And I was like, ooh, I'll play. And then I'm like, oh, maybe I don't want to play. I'm like feeling like the runt of the litter kind of coming in being like, really happy with my Air Max 90 infrareds, which are fire. I love them, but it is not the same as me hitting on like a Travis Scott low.
Well, again, to be clear for everyone, I don't hit on those either. Again,
you try.
Well, I also don't try. There's also that.
Can't win the lottery if you don't play the lottery, Jay.
I mean, if you want to use that in this example, right, you got a better chance of literally being hit by lightning, struck by lightning, than you do of winning the lottery. And most people do not get struck by lightning. So, I mean, that's just... So, in other words, you ain't never winning the lottery, right? And...
Never. That I will use the word never.
Right? Yeah, right. That one, probably never winning that. But and those, like, 400... Those limited, like, Louis Vuitton... No, we're not... You're not getting those. That's not a thing. Like, because it's like 200 pairs. So, no. That's... No. But anyway, again, I like to be literal with her because she always says, I never hit on sneakers. And I'm like, not true. You do hit on sneakers. Maybe not at the rate you would like to hit on sneakers, but you do hit on sneakers. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. All right. There's some drops and some releases that are out. I thought we'd talk about them. They're interesting collaborations, I should say. There's an Adidas Superstar Simpsons collaboration. And the shoe, first of all, The Simpsons, the longest running television show in like history. I cannot believe it is still on. Like, that show debuted, I want to say, in 88 or 89. And it was 2022. And it is still going.
I mean, they predict the future on The Simpsons, let's call it. Like, if you really watch and have watched over the years, there are things that are, like, too specific that are so weirdly coincidental. I mean, Simpsons, we get a whole episode about that. I'm not going to get into it. But I will say, I love when Adidas does all these licensed collabs.
Yeah.
And like, you know, our girl Marge out there is known for her hair. Mm-hmm. So the way that they took that and literally ran with it all the way around the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I don't know if it's a cop for me because I'm at a place where I have a lot of sneakers.
Right. And also you're probably not a diehard Simpsons fan, but I could see if someone is.
But if you're a diehard Simpsons fan, I also think it's a comfortable silhouette that they put it on. That's what I like about the Superstar. It's a great canvas. And I like the playfulness behind this shoe. I think it's really fun.
It is. And, you know, we had our Darren Revelle on some episodes ago. And that's something like that Darren probably would be into, right? So if you're, again, whether it's whatever, Stranger Things, whatever thing that you like. And again, The Simpsons, because it's now been on so long, I mean, there are kids who have kids now that when that thing came out, right? And so if your kids now watch that, right, it probably means something to you. Maybe that's something you want to think about getting either for them or yourself. But it is very cool with in Marge's signature blue hair literally wrapped around the entire shoe. The shoe was her hair. And then you see her face and her eyeballs and right on the sides with the Simpsons brand on the tongue. So, no, it's very cool if you're into that kind of thing. So check it out. And you know, see if you get lucky and you cop that. Another interesting collaboration that happened, but odd because this movie came out, I don't know, like 12 years ago now, maybe. Semi-Pro, which, you know, starred Will Ferrell, Jackie Moon, played for the Flint Tropics. They're doing a capsule with Fila and the Grant Hill 2s, so the Grant Hill 2s, with the Flint Tropics logo and everything on them. And it's got a hoodie and like some other pieces of merch in there. And everyone remembers Klay Thompson dressing up as Jackie Moon in the last few years, coming to training camp that way. It's very cool. I thought it was interesting. I thought the timing was rather interesting. I'm like, are we prepping because of Semi-Pro 2's?
That's what I mean. I want to know, is there a sequel coming out?
Like, what's happening? Because again, this movie was out quite a few number of years ago. Is it just in time for Halloween in case you want to dress up as Jackie Moon? Which, you know, that could still work, right? I mean, there's no time stamp on what character you can dress up as. You can do whatever you want on Halloween. But I thought it was interesting. And, you know, the sneakers for me, the Fila Grant Hill 2s, not really my bag, so no. But I thought some of the merch was cool.
Yeah, I like the merch too. And I think that's what's interesting about some of these collabs is it's almost like there's a focus more on the merch than there is on the items. And so that's the stuff I get a little bit because – it's like almost we have this a little bit of like cult classicness to the movie, right? Where I understand that, but I agree. I mean, I think the timing is very interesting. I think it's a cool silhouette. It's a little bulky of a shoe for me in general, but that's okay. Yeah. You know, the collection's great. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I think the merch, I could rock a hoodie. maybe a sweatband, something like that. But yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I always wonder because like we're in the era of collabs and licensing. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, it's interesting seeing what brands are licensing other brands in their mm-hmm. collaborations and partnerships. Everything from like Dim Mock, which is Steve Aoki's streetwear brand that is constantly featuring different graphics from like, they're like the kings of nostalgia. Honestly, I think they do a really great job with it. So it's interesting seeing this one. I'm curious if there's going to be more. I think Fila has done some interesting collabs over the years. They did a Rugrats collab 2 years ago mm-hmm. where I liked the nod to Reptar and a few of the other characters. Like, shout again, this Rugrats. One is all of, I think I'm going to say shout out to Reptar, but this is all about the nostalgia. But the timing is interesting. I want to grab my aviators while we're recording this part of the segment to really lean in, you know, to make me feel some kind of way, even if it's not my kind of shoe.
No, listen, there's something out there for everybody, right? You know, again, continue on the collaboration theme, Kith and ASICS have a collaboration, and the colors you found very interesting because they're very similar to another collaboration that happened. Now, for those of you listening on audio, you can't see what Gabby's going to pull up right now. Kith New Balance, right? Which, and those 990s, I mean, that's just, again, the colors, they look very, very similar, right? That kind of like, it's like a peach, almost like a pale peach.
Like a darker, and part of it's like a darker, like burnt orange, like a little darker than UT colorway. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show you one of these shoes here. I think, you know, it's a great shoe for fall. The materials are great. I think obviously there's more of a focus on the darker mm-hmm. orange versus mm-hmm. the mix and colorway. Clearly still dead stock, but the colors and the textures are really nice. I think a suede is great for fall. And, you know, I don't think anyone will disagree with this, but Ronnie Feig and the Kith team, they're mm-hmm. the kings of collaboration. They're the OGs with, like, you know, the Callaway collab that dropped earlier this year mm-hmm. that I thought was super cool. It's like finally people are tapping more into golf in a way that seems a little out of the box beyond the Nikes and Adidases of the world.
Yeah. And that the Kith ASICS collab, it was actually debuted right in a Spider-Man comic this past summer. So that's when everyone kind of saw the image for the first time. And, you know, after that, it sort of turned into this thing where I was like, oh, you know. So there've been some Knicks signature colors in there. So you got that orange, of course, for you Knicks heads out there, aka Gabby. Maybe this will be something you try to cop. Who knows? I don't know what the process is going to be for that. Like go to the Kith store and wait online, probably is what I gather.
And the app is great. I will say the experience of just buying shoes in general on the Kith app has always been super seamless, easy, really easy to check out. I think, you know, some of the apps have a little bit more of a challenging user experience. So shouts to Kith for always, at least in my experience, being mm-hmm. seamless there. Yeah, I think it's interesting. I don't know if it's quite Knicks orange, but we'll go with it. It's a nice fall shoe.
It's what they're saying, right? A little blue and orange, a little bit of that. They have not released a date yet, so everyone stay tuned and just keep following all your different notifications and, you know, sneaker pods like us and others out there to see, you know, when that's going to come out. And for those of you that like what Ronnie Feig and Kith does, and you like ASICS, I used to run an ASICS, by the way. I mean, these aren't running shoes, but comfortable in that way, check them out and make sure you try to get your hands on a pair if you so desire. Another collab, Kith and Bergdorf. And I thought it was interesting because I was like, I mean, Kith users probably don't go to Bergdorf. And you were like, no, it's the other way around, right? And so elaborate on why you thought this was a smart collaboration.
Yeah, I think this one's interesting because at the end of the day, like, Kith is known for the collabs. I know we already just talked about that. But the way that they're bringing in new partners, I think, is really smart because it's not to try to tap in necessarily to the current Kith audience. But I mean, the Kith fans who are there know that Kith is the collaboration king. So they're already there for that and will pick and choose what they like. But I think dipping into that ultra luxe pool through something like a Bergdorf is really interesting, where someone who has that budget, that type of shopping experience, mm-hmm. they want something they know that streetwear is in. Mm-hmm. It's for them a gateway into the brand. And I think that's mm-hmm. where it's really smart, looking at some of these kind of out of the box collabs, right? And you can tell by the designs, it's a little bit more nostalgic. Mm-hmm. And I think Kith is going that way in general with a lot of the suedes and like varsity type yep. prints and lettering that yep. they've been doing this fall, even again with the TaylorMade collab, right? Mm-hmm. Like that jacket, to me, was, I think, the greatest part of the collection, but it's like a nod to the old varsity jacket. And so by speaking to that, it's introducing the Bergdorf consumer, in my opinion, to the Kith brand. So I think it's really smart, and I'm curious to see that kind of halo effect. If other stores will be, you know, in line. And I think it's interesting seeing when any streetwear designers collab with like a Bergdorf or a Barney's. I mean, Greg Yuna dropped a collab at Barney's of sweats and luxury athleisure, and the collection was fire. It was a nod to him, a nod to the Barney's consumer, where everything was like colorful and playful enough. So I think there's definitely a desire to expand into that market for that type of buyer.
Absolutely. And I mean, look, that's sort of where things are moving right now, right? Where it's literally everything is made for the luxe consumer. So it's like luxe and then broke people, right? There is no middle ground. And unfortunately, we're heading towards the broke people status, because ain't nobody luxe out here spending thousands of dollars on Lord knows whatever's happening.
And the luxe now is not the luxe that it used to be, right? Mm-hmm. Although I will say it's interesting because I work with a lot of Gen Zers, and obviously, I mean, despite my really great skincare routine, I am not a Gen Zer. But it's interesting even seeing some of these nostalgic brands and this nostalgic nod. I cringe a little when I hear things like Y2K fashion, but you guys, it is real. Wow. Seeing even just the moves that Coach has been making, I know not necessarily in sneakers, but in that kind of like accessible, affordable luxury space, mm-hmm. half of our team right now at work is talking about Coach bags. And that was, you know, it's a nod to brands like Coach who really like lean into who they are and that nostalgia, but also do it in a way that feels really current and new. So mm-hmm. I think that's really cool to watch all these different brands and collaborations as they start to create their new collections for the season.
Yeah, absolutely. And folks, that was another rousing episode of KNS. Thank you so much for joining us. We will continue on like this. I know you guys are kind of seeing these like micro episodes going out. That's how we're going to be delivering the format from now on. So look out for us a couple times a week. So at least two, sometimes three times a week. If we have a guest, well, we just kind of drop these little micro pods for you, a little bit more snackable, easy for you to digest. We are still a part of the Count the Dings family, of course. You can find us with the Original Bomb Show and, of course, Woke Bros. We are at Kicks and Shit Show on all social media platforms, or should I say KNS Show on all social media platforms.
Right now on Instagram, we are the KNS Show. So you might have seen like, oh, who's that? She cute. That's us, y'all. We're working on transferring our other social media platforms, so bear with us during the transition.
Who's that? She cute.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we're cheating on ourselves with ourselves.
So we are working on changing that to the KNS Show on all social media platforms. But I am still at JS Hector. She is still at Gabby Rosenthal. And until next time, everybody, peace.